Center City Planning Board Meeting, January 23rd, 2023.
Okay. Okay, we're in session. The January 23rd, 2023, meeting of the Ventnor City Planning Board is now in session. This meeting is being held in accordance with due public notice thereof and pursuant to the New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice of this meeting was advertised in the press and the Current, and a copy of same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. At this time, we shall rise and salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will our board administrator please call the roll?
Commissioner Landgraf?
Here.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Here.
Tom Halpin?
Here.
Jay Cook?
Here.
Roman Zabi Hutch?
Here.
Lorraine Salata?
Here.
Dan Smith III?
Here.
Peter Taco?
Here.
Tim Coop?
Here.
Greer Gaskell?
Here.
Wendy Bartlett?
Here.
Absent are Mike Wiesen and Don Sigling.
Okay. At this time, we have the adoption of the January 11th, 2023 minutes of this meeting. Are there any changes or amendments to said minutes? Hearing none or no request, may I have a motion and a second for adoption of the minutes, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second, please.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? The minutes are hereby adopted. This evening we have three resolutions which will be adopted as one bundle. Those resolutions are P4 2023, which are the appointment of chairman and vice chairman and board secretary. We have P5 2023, which are the appointments of board engineer and planner. And P6 is the appointment of, the approval of Marcos Lopez, 111 South Swarthmore Avenue. On those three, are there any changes or amendments to said resolutions? Hearing none, may I have a motion and a second for adoption of three?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Be carried. Is adopted. All resolutions are hereby adopted. Before we start our applications, Leo, do you have anything further for the applicants or ones that are in process this evening, any announcements?
No. Just if you weren't here at the last meeting, you're an abstention from voting on that Lopez resolution. Other than that, we're good.
The first application this evening will be that of Jeff Bergman at 4917 Ventnor Avenue.
Right here, is this good?
Yeah, that would be good. And we have to have him sworn.
Okay.
We have to get a number of swearing going in. Roger, do you want to do a preamble on this?
I'll just do a very brief.
Okay. We will handle this. We'll get you sworn in, but Roger will do a preamble on his review, which you've seen already, and then you'll have to take it all the way.
Okay. So you want me to stay here?
Right from here.
Yeah, you can stay there.
You stay right there. Be sworn. Raise your hand.
We'll say, and you're Jeff Bergman?
Yes.
Bergman.
Yes, sir, Bergman.
And Mr. Bergman, please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give tonight will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And okay. Then we'll get Mr. McLaren.
Mr. McLaren, please be sworn.
Please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you'll give throughout this evening will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Please proceed.
Real quick, board members. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members. The report is based on the applicant of Jeff Bergman, located at 4917 Ventnor Avenue, Block 91, Lot 3. Seeking C variances to install a 6-foot-high fence in the front yard. If you're familiar with this property, there are three front yards. Similar to the house, the application we had on Hillside Avenue a couple months ago, where they had two front yards and they needed a variance. So the zoning officer declared that he needs a variance to install this fence. I concur with that. This is located in the CMU Commercial Mixed Use District, also within the Northeast Redevelopment Zone, which doesn't address fences clearly. However, he's here and he's seeking a variance. So he needs to put on the record why he wants the fence, where the fence is going to be, and verify the size and the type and location. So, Mr. Bergman, go ahead.
Okay. Hi. Hi, everyone. I only know Carmella, so nice to meet everybody, and thanks for taking the time to meet with me. As the gentleman said, that
wait,
the lot is...
Pardon me one second. You have to speak with the mic or pick the mic up and hold it in your hand, if you'd like. So everyone...
Sorry.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So, as I said, that my lot is an interesting lot. It wasn't brought to my attention until you guys were nice enough to forward me the information about that. Apparently, I have three front yards. If you look in my packet and you go to the photographs, and you can flip through one of them, you can see that the lot is situated at Marion and Ventnor, and then I'm not sure of even the name of the street behind me. It's not really accessible. A lot of people don't go down that street, but I do understand how you think it's three front yards and how it is categorized that way. If you look at one of the photos, I think it's the second, there's a photo of the side street. I don't know if you have that in your packet. It's down the Marion side of the street. And you'll see this is a duplex, and there is an entrance to an apartment there on the side there. If you look at the other photos, you can see the back of the house where the deck is elevated, and it has a very commercial look to it at first sight. So when we got into the property, we wanted to put a fence into the back area of the house. We have a dog, and along with other various reasons, security, privacy, noise, things like that. Now that we've discovered that this is a side yard, I've altered it, and if you look at this photo where our landscaping beds come out, our property line proceeds about 3.5 feet beyond that into the sidewalk area. Originally, I was thinking about putting the fence onto the line, but I don't want to disrupt the traffic of the sidewalk for myself along with other people coming to and from the beach. I know this is a high rental area, so you're going to get a lot of traffic. So our fence, if you look at our survey where I drew in where the fence is going to be, it's going to run on the line of this, assuming I get approved, it's going to run along the line of what is already into the sidewalk area, meaning this bed on the side of the house. The fence is going to run on that exact line, so the sidewalk won't be impeded at all, although my property does go into that sidewalk area. We just don't feel it's right to impede the sidewalk area, obviously. As far as the back of the house goes, if you look at any photo that shows the back of the house, you can see my garage is offset in the back. We're going to bring the fence, if you look at the drawing, back to just that first corner. So we don't want to fence in back to the back of the house. We're not looking to make a fortress. We're just looking to contain our dog and some privacy underneath, as well as hide some of the electrical and posting that's there, you know, where the deck is and the back entrance to the apartment. As you can see, it's a little bit commercial. It was a rundown house originally. We're really just trying to beautify it. After reading what I got in the mail yesterday of the things that you guys are looking for, I don't believe that putting the fence in is any kind of detriment to the neighborhood. If anything, I think visually it's just going to make it nicer. I think it's an improvement to the area. The few neighbors I've met have only been there since October. I'm only there a couple days a week now. We're moving from Philadelphia to Ventnor City permanently. The reason I like the idea of a 6-foot fence is, and you'll see the exact fence in the last photo of the progression, the fence that we have already received the permit for and put in. This is a photo of the exact fence that will be put up, assuming we're approved, that will go down the side of Marion there. As I said, we're not looking to disrupt any traffic. We're not looking to, you know, displace anybody. We're not looking to hide any signs. You know, I didn't think about that until you guys sent it to me, but it doesn't show any detriment to the neighborhood. I believe it only shows an improvement to the home and the neighborhood in general. I'm not sure what else I can say about it. I mean, we have a dog. We don't want the dog barking over the fence at every person walking to and from the beach. That's why we're trying to elevate it. We think there's a little bit of a security issue also, just with the access to the back of our house, so we'd like to secure the property. We also believe that any noise, there could be a barrier that goes both ways, whether it's from my backyard going out or from construction or people coming from the beach. I know this is a high rental area. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of young people, you know, up and down the street all the time. I think it benefits everyone. I know it benefits me the most because it's my house, but I don't think it's a detriment to anything that goes on in the neighborhood per se. My wife and I, of 30 years, we're married, we have two grown children. This isn't a house that's going to, you know, this is going to be our family home. We're in the process of moving from Philadelphia right now over the next few months into this area. We're not familiar with this area. We used to live up in Margate many years ago, and we've been coming down the shore since we're little kids. You know, we're from Philadelphia. So we just decided after 30 years, and our children are 28 and 24, we think we'd like to live here. We have a business in Philadelphia right off the Walt Whitman, which is certainly a convenient commute, and that's what brought us here. We just were trying to make the house, you know, what we would like it to be, without disrupting any neighbors or anybody, you know, seeing an eyesore, you know. I'm not familiar with this process, but I certainly am open to any questions or any concerns that somebody might have for the fence.
Where are your electric meter and gas meter?
On the side of the house between, there's three houses on the block, if you're familiar with it. They're all double lot houses. And other than the center house, the house on the other side has a similar setup that I have, three front yards. I'm assuming there's a store there, and these houses all have tenants in them. There's many tenants in those two. We're a single user. We don't even know if we're going to rent the property downstairs, to be honest, at this point. I'm sorry, what was the...
The electric meter.
The electric meter. So gas, I know, is on the side between the two houses, like in between my house and my neighbor's house, which is now covered by the fence that we were approved for. There, on the opposite side, I believe, is the cable. There's cable for both on the outside, which would be covered by the fence. And I believe one, I think maybe both electric meters are on that side as well, on the back side of the fence, that would be covered by this fence, obviously.
So how are they going to read them?
The electric meter's on in between the houses. You can see it from Google Earth.
Yeah, the electric meter is accessible. We didn't close in the electric meter. We closed in, there's
gas meters are there, too.
Right, we left everything basically open. The only thing that would get covered in as far as that type of service is the two cable boxes. That's the only thing that can't be read unless you got into the fence, which I don't know if that's different than electric or not, but that would be something I guess I would call if I had a problem with my cable.
I'm not understanding where on the side, well, on the Marion Avenue side of the house, where the fence starts.
Okay, so I could show you. If you go to the survey.
Right.
That gray line, Lorraine.
I see that. See that, but I want to see at what point by the house. I see that.
So if you go to this photo right here, ma'am, the one where you see our landscaping bed, that was there already before we got there.
Mm-hmm. Could you do it a favor?
Correct. It's going to be on the curb of the landscaping bed.
Okay.
It'll poke. It basically is going to surround. I think there's another photo that's actually good too.
Yeah, I get it. So,
could you pour this? You have a plot plan or a survey of the lot with your, like a pencil point, could you put the survey up and point to where the gas meter and the electric meter?
Yes, I can.
On the other side of the house, Jeff.
I just wanted to put it in the record.
Can you tell me, is the gas shut-off accessible?
Yes, the shut-off is accessible. I purposely, that's on the other side of the house. That was on the other side of the house, and I purposely did not bring the fence to where it could be so that it could be on the outside, so that it could be serviced without going into the yard. No, that's okay. No problem at all.
Mr. Bergman, I'm fine. I know where it is.
Yes.
I got it. So,
To address your question in reference to where the fence starts, if you look at the survey, there is a landscaping bed that is outside the side entrance to this duplex to the apartment in the basement. We're going to come off of that wall right where the bed is, literally on the bed, and we're going to just continue that line down, leaving the entire sidewalk open for pedestrians. So it's already an oversized sidewalk, and then it also has a curb detail that's about a foot and a half also.
So you're going on the outside or the inside of the curb?
We're right on the curb. We're going right along the curb line. Yep, it's going to go right down. And if you look at the photo... So
against the curb.
It's going to literally be butted up against the curb, correct. It's going to follow the line out from the building and then follow that line straight down, which is a natural break in the concrete there.
And then it turns...
And then it will turn back towards the garage, the corner of the garage closest to the house. That leaves me my driveway. It keeps me way off the back lot.
And this is all 6 foot?
This is all 6 foot. It'll come out and then back and then back to the house.
Hmm.
And then that allows me to get rid of all this commercial lattice.
Would you consider putting a 5 foot fence down Marion Avenue and then a 6-foot across the back of the property?
I would consider doing a 5-foot everywhere, if that's what you wanted me to do. I just wanted to keep it in looking at the fence that I already just put in, which is a 6-foot fence between, which is shown in the other picture.
I mean, I'm not so sure I like the idea of the 6-foot fence down Marion Avenue.
Right.
I have a problem with a 5 here, and if you wanted to put a 6, like go low and then go a little higher.
Well, I would keep it uniform. I understand what you're saying. The reason I want 6 is because then people can't see over it. And I wouldn't be putting it, I wouldn't call it 6 feet if I didn't see that there was just a very ample space. I'm keeping this 3 feet in my property line.
Yeah, but we like to keep light and air. It's not about how much space you have on the
right
side.
Which is one of the reasons that I didn't go all the way to the back of my line, which is one of the reasons I didn't go all the way to the front. I tried to curtail it so that it was,
understood,
it was aesthetically normal looking for the home.
Mr. Bergman.
Yes, sir.
If I interrupt for a minute.
Sure.
How much foot traffic do you have by your house in the summertime, you know, around your house?
I would love to give that answer, but I bought the house in October.
Okay.
I really don't know.
You don't know.
I'm not really sure, but I took that into consideration, not going out into the sidewalk and saying, oh, I'll put a 3-foot fence or a 4-foot fence just to get as much of my space as I can. I did buy the house because it has an ample lot, but I'm not looking to disrupt the look of the neighborhood.
Right. How wide is the sidewalk there?
Yeah. I know there's a lot.
How wide is the sidewalk there?
Well, I'm staying in, I would say you've got easily 8 or 9 feet, you know, from where the fence is going to be.
Yeah.
If there is a standard sidewalk, if you look in the photo, you'll see there's the regular sidewalk. Let's see which one shows it.
Is this setback?
There's like a standard sidewalk where you're walking by anyway. The bed is there. There's already a bed there. So we're not taking away anything that's not existing. We're just putting the fence up on that same exact line. So we don't create any disruption per se. They just can't see into the back of my house, you know, if I'm out back there.
And part of the sidewalk. Oh.
No, my children are 28 and 24 and long gone.
And part of the sidewalk is actually on your property.
Oh, yeah, yes.
How much of it?
I want to say just shy of 3 feet.
Okay.
Just shy of 3 feet from the bed, from the end of the bed, it's about 2 feet 10 inches, my property goes into the sidewalk.
So ordinarily, the fence, instead of being on the line, is actually set back from the
property line quite a bit. I set it back on purpose because I wanted to keep the aesthetics of the sidewalk going around. You know what I mean?
Got it.
In reference to foot traffic, I would assume there's going to be foot traffic there. But I'm not disrupting any foot traffic from going by because there's already a bed there. There's already something in the pathway that is outside the apartment. There's already a curb detail there. There's already stuff that's sticking out off the house that people wouldn't walk on anyway. So when they're walking down the sidewalk, they're walking on my property regardless.
Do you have anything further you want to add?
No. Okay. Other than, you know, I appreciate all the help. Carmelo's been a humongous help. I'm not familiar with this process.
Okay.
You know, I thought, oh, I'm going to build a fence on my property. You know, I got the survey. But I do understand that the township, where I live in Philadelphia, is a very, like, tight living area. We're very used to living within the idea of keeping everything just so. And that's one of the reasons I pushed it back and I brought it in just to give myself a little bit of a backyard. I do have a dog. I didn't want that dog like running up and down the fences, barking at every person walking by. I did meet a lot of my neighbors. They're very nice. And everybody right next to me, I didn't go 200 feet in every direction, but my neighbors across the street, John and Helen, and Dean behind me, and Jonathan, the lawyer that lives next to me, they love the idea of this. They think it's, because it's a little commercially looking, our house. It's a lot of concrete. You know, we'd like to make it a little more homey.
John Olive is your neighbor?
John
Olive is your neighbor?
John and Helen, I don't know their last name.
They're your
neighbor. Very nice. Yes, I mean,
nice.
We met them first. We've already had some coffee with them, and they're literally right next door. They love the idea of us putting the fence. They think it'll beautify the street, make it look a little cleaner. I'm also a very organized, clean, OCD kind of guy. I clean other people's trash up. You know what I mean? I'm not.
I'd like to open up to the public at this point.
Can we ask questions first?
Sure, please.
So
yes,
the part of the gate will be blocking what is a driveway now that goes under your deck?
There is a driveway. I guess the previous tenant or previous before me, the house is 115 years old, it looks like they did a little curb bump up, like so you could drive under that deck for parking. We want to hide that.
So you're going to eliminate the parking underneath there?
Yeah, there won't be any parking
underneath there.
No, our fence is going to go right in front of that slab, so you won't see that, so you'll just see the level sidewalk.
Parking with number of bedrooms, Roger?
For me?
Is he okay with parking with the number of bedrooms he has? Because he's taking two parking spaces away.
No, it's just one.
At least one space.
And we have 3-car parking in the lot, the part that we're leaving.
So you started off your application with saying you have a duplex there.
It is a duplex, yes.
So if you take away parking from that and it reduces that number, below what's the demand is for a duplex.
What do you mean as far as...
So parking's based on bedrooms?
Mm-hmm.
For each unit. So right. How many bedrooms are in the house that you're going to use?
The house that I'm in right now, there's 6 bedrooms in the house that I'm living
That's
in.
That's 3 parking spaces.
That's 3 parking spaces, and then there's 2 bedrooms downstairs in the duplex.
That's 1.5. So you would need 4.5, 5 parking spaces for your dwelling there. I'm not trying to be...
On street or off street?
Off street. On your
I'm looking for education here. I don't...
And that's why I'm saying this. So what I don't want to create is another variance for you.
Understood.
So if you, how many parking spaces do you have?
We can park it, we can fit in our driveway with the, if we check that out, we can fit 3 cars going one way and 1 car behind it still being
so
in the driveway.
So 4 and 1 in the garage?
We can put 1 in the garage, yes, of course.
That's the
I
right
didn't even think about that, right?
That's the right answer.
Yes.
So you have 5 spaces without that space, so he doesn't need another variance. You follow me, Roger?
Yes. No, I was looking at that. It looked like...
I appreciate that. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Right, but there's a curb cut there, so...
Right.
So that solves that. There will be a small gate for those steps that are shown, the brown steps that go up?
The steps that go up from the...
From Marion Avenue side. Are
there's
gone?
No steps that go up on Marion Ave. Yeah, the steps to the deck, it's kind of deceiving. If you look at the drawing of the deck, those steps are from my laundry room door. It's 3 steps. It's 3 steps up to go onto the deck out of the second floor of the house.
Okay.
So those steps are, it might look like they're ground level, but they're not. The steps are actually on the other side between the two houses.
Okay.
That go up to
so
the deck.
They must have flipped them from the last photograph they had on that.
I think it's just deceiving when you look at it, to be honest.
No, looking at Google Earth, there's steps.
Oh,
but they go.
Look like my house.
Okay. Well, it is.
Can I see that?
Probably is.
Let me see that.
Down below, the townhouses aren't even there.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
That is. Step out onto Ventnor Avenue.
Just an old picture.
That is my house. That is my house, but probably 35.
Yeah. No worries. No worries.
No, I have the same question.
Yeah.
That does look nice, though. I wish it did exist. It looks nicer than what I have now.
I would agree with Lorraine's comment that a 5-foot, we had a gentleman who just built a wall, basically, and wanted to put a 6-foot-high wall right here on Cambridge Atlantic Avenue around a pool. And we had concerns with that, solid structure that high. So we asked him to lower that to 4, and then he put plantings on the top of it, which softened it. So I think 5 foot here would be a little less...
I would ask for the 6, but I would be happy if you submitted and gave me 5. Would this be able to be a solid fence?
Yes.
So it would match the other side.
It's not in any site triangles. It's not blocking anybody's driveway.
No, it's not. There's nothing that it blocks. I just, for me, it was really the 6-foot because I don't really want people looking over into my backyard. I wanted the privacy.
I'm not going to die on the sword for a 5-foot fence, but just depending on what the rest of the board feels.
No problem. I would be okay with either.
I don't have an issue with its location. I mean, it's not going to be a big dog run for your pup, but it might be a little.
No, he's not a big dog. He's just, but I'm saying if I had an open 4-foot fence, single person.
I'm with you.
It would be crazy.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Is there anyone on the board who has any other questions or comments?
I would agree with the 5-foot.
Okay.
Yes.
And there. Does everyone agree with the 5-foot?
Yeah. I don't have an objection for 6-foot running on the, what would be parallel to Calendar Avenue. Right. You want to put a 6-foot fence.
I would consider that. It's really more aesthetics.
Marion Avenue where pedestrians walk, it's just too enclosed. It doesn't lend itself.
Yeah, it's a little too fortressy looking. I don't disagree with that.
Let me make a suggestion. What if the top foot was lattice?
Right, 5 foot with a...
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that.
With the lattice.
So it's open.
I know. I love that idea. I would rather see a lower fence along the city street.
Trying to split the baby a little bit.
I would absolutely do that in a heartbeat. I would love it.
Would make
I think that
dynamite.
Opens it up, right?
I think the lattice would make the fence look dynamite.
I do, too.
I think it may be a good architectural solution.
Roman, what's your thoughts on that?
I didn't even think about that, to be honest. It's a very good suggestion.
It's a great architectural, so I think a great architectural addition.
It would be nicer. Yeah.
5 foot fence. Top foot could be foot
4 foot
of lattice.
Solid 1 foot lattice.
No.
Five and one.
Yeah. You don't want to.
It gives you some privacy, but it also keeps the top level.
If I could speak freely as neighbors here. One of my other concerns, and it with having a 6-foot fence, literally directly across the street from me is a halfway house. Somebody just died in this halfway house, 10 days ago. It's a sober home, right. So there's a lot of noise and activity that comes out of this house.
We all deal with that.
Of course. For me, I also, I have that, and then I forget next door to me, the tenants in the house are very nice, but it's like punching bags outside, loud music, kids screaming and yelling, trash on the ground.
It's fair to you, we really don't take all that.
Of course not. For me, it's the security. That's why I asked for a six-foot fence, because I see people coming down from AC, they're coming from the casinos, it's, I'm in a high-traffic area for that. That's why I'm trying to keep it a little more private. But I'm more than happy to do a five-foot fence solid with a foot of lattice. That would, I think, would look beautiful, and I think it would accommodate everything. I'm fine with that. That would be, and that would be perfectly fine with me, to be honest. And I do think it would look nicer, to be honest.
That was a good suggestion, and...
I do, too.
If there's no other questions right now, I'd like to open it to the public, and for public comment, and then we'll go back to the board. Is there anyone in the public wishes to make comment on this application? So again, is there anyone who wishes to make a comment on this application? Hearing none and seeing no request, the public portion is now closed. Is there anything that the board has any more questions on? Mr. Berg, are you complete?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for the time, appreciate it, that's a lot.
Now, just from a standpoint of composing a resolution, the resolution, as I read the board, would be is a five-foot fence with one foot of lattice on the top for a total of six, is what we'd be voting on.
And to be clear, that's built into the fence, not screwed on from the outside?
No, of course not.
It's built on the fence.
Just making sure, I've seen some interesting fences constructed.
I know the fence you're talking about, and I do love the, I actually really like the idea, to be honest, as opposed to a solid fence. It would...
It might give those shrubs a little bit of chance to live.
I like that idea a lot, I didn't even think about it, to be honest.
Okay, all right. So at this time, could you frame the resolution?
Sure.
We're going to go to a vote, and we're going to frame a resolution.
It's just the 1C variance. I believe what's permitted is a four-foot open fence.
Yes.
Front yards. And the applicant is proposing a five-foot solid fence with 1 foot of lattice permitted attached to the fence above it. I'll notice conditions, just anything in Mr. McLaren's report, unless otherwise addressed. Applicant will comply with any representations made during the course of the hearing. Note the landscaping plan waiver.
Right.
And that's it, a motion, second, and a roll call vote.
We'll need a motion and a second.
I'll make the motion.
And a second?
Second.
Okay. Have a roll call vote, and state your reasons, please.
Commissioner Langraff?
I support the application, and I think that's a good compromise with that top foot being mostly open, 50% open. I think it's going to look better with that facade of your home, provide some light on the inside as well. I don't think it's a huge negative impact to the neighborhood, I think it will add some privacy to your home, and it'll clean up that facade of your property. One question, do you realize you're moving into a town where the chief of our beach patrol is your same last name?
I'm sorry, what is it?
The chief of our beach patrol's last name is Bergman.
I only hope I'm related to him.
It would be an honor to be related to this town.
I only hope I am, but I did not know.
Just so you know, you'll have to introduce yourself on the beach.
I will.
I vote yes.
Okay.
And the former solicitor.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes, and our former solicitor, too. That would have been...
Thank you.
Tom Halpin?
I like the idea of that, especially the last graph on top. It does hide a few things, not that there's anything really wrong there, I know the area, but, no, I vote yes.
Thank you. Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote yes. I think the solution that's been raised with the fence with the lattice in it, it's integral part of it, gives an architectural solution to a practical problem. And I think it will enhance the neighborhood as well as life in our community in general. And so with that, I'm going to vote yes.
Roman Zabi Hutch?
I also vote yes. It'll be an aesthetic addition.
Great.
Thank you.
Lorraine Salata?
I will agree to that. Yes, my vote is 5 foot and 1 foot.
Dan Smith III?
I also vote in favor of the application for all the remarks that we've had, and it's good for the client and the neighbor.
Thank you.
You're complete. The vote is complete, you are approved.
Good luck.
And good luck, but also welcome to the community.
Thank you so much.
May the board welcome you.
I look forward to seeing you on the beach, hopefully.
Good to have you here.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you guys need from me?
Smile.
Thank you again. Nice meeting everybody.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
That was a good suggestion. I appreciate that.
Yes.
You're welcome.
All right. The next application is that of Christophoros.
No.
No, we got it.
No.
Dudley.
Oh, and I'm sorry, Luigi Sabatini is the 10 North Dudley Avenue.
10 North Dudley.
May I begin?
Yes, you would.
Okay.
Do you want to do a preamble?
My name's Luigi Sabatini. I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. No. I appreciate the service to the community.
Mr. Sabatini, we just got to get you sworn in and try and speak right into the mic, okay?
Mr. Sabatini, may I suggest you pick up the mic and hold the mic, if you can, hold the mic. Be a little bit.
Okay. Makes it hard to read through my papers. All right.
Okay.
Can I do it like that? Okay. Can you hear me?
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yes, and it's Luigi Sabatini, correct?
Yeah, Lewis is my common name.
Okay, and please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give tonight will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Okay.
So I'm presented here for a variance request for really just a deckage on the side of my property. My variance is based upon the regulation, whereas I'm required to have a 5-foot setback from the water's edge. I should point out to you folks that one of the things that's happening with my property is I'm required by necessity to rebuild the bulkhead. So everybody understands what's happening is my bulkhead is going to be 30 inches waterward beyond my existing bulkhead. And subsequently, my existing decks sit 4.99 feet away from the water's edge at the existing bulkhead. When the new bulkhead gets constructed, I propose to build a new deck that's going to be exactly 3.88 feet away from the outer water edge, based upon the plans that I had drawn up by the architect and by my engineer. So I'm 1.08 feet, I'm really just requesting 1.08 feet to be allowed to construct my upper and lower bulkheads from the proposed bulkhead, which is only 1.08 feet. Away from what is listed in the statutes and the ordinance. My understanding of the ordinance is written so as to not obstruct any neighbor's view from any of their deckage or any of their windows, for instance. But in my case, my variance is kind of a little bit of a hardship variance in that my house is shallow, my lot is shallow, and my house is situated in such a way that it's not typical of other properties. So. And what's important is that there is no neighbor on either side of me, from my north part of my property or my south part of my property. So going out one more foot is not going to affect anybody's view. In fact, I believe that it would greatly enhance the aesthetics of my property. It's not going to affect any of the drainage, and it's going to enhance my water mitigation because my property currently is so low, I can't grow any grass or any vegetation. Part of my construction project will be to increase this. I'm going to bring the soil and increase my landage 1 foot higher so I can go grass and possibly even a tree. Is there any questions about what I'm proposing?
The bulkhead is going to be, we should check, it's going to do a bulkhead 9 feet. Mr. Sabatini, when you do the bulkhead, this is a side, how do you know the height of the bulkhead is going to be?
Yes, it's going to be quite a bit higher than my existing bulkhead.
Give the number.
So probably about 30 inches higher than my existing bulkhead, which at high tide, at the higher lunar tides, is at water level practically.
Right.
So it's going to be in code.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's going to be within code height, which is approximately 30 inches.
You'll have to meet the building code is what
I'm
driving at in there. So you'll have to, everybody's going to have to meet that.
I can hardly hear, I'm sorry.
You'll have to meet the code for the height.
I'm aware of that. I am aware of that.
And
and then on the perimeter of my property, I'm going to be building sort of a knee wall so that I can bring in soil and raise my land up as well so that I can grow vegetation. I'm no longer able to grow vegetation. It's all moss and mold.
Oh. And this deck you're going to build is on the second floor only?
It's on first floor and second floor.
First and second.
Right. I'm going to tear out the existing deck. I'm going to extend the first floor deck by 1.08 feet toward the water.
Right.
And then the upper deck is going to be an exact match of a mirror image of that. And then it's going to be supported by the first level deck.
And from the deck, to the nearest house across the waterway, how far would you estimate you are?
You mean across the intercoastal waterway?
Yes, yes.
At least 300 yards. It would be Edgewater Avenue property.
Yeah.
It's at least 300 yards.
Okay, thank you.
And then the closest house north of me is probably 250 feet away, and I in no way block their view with the proposed deckage, and there's not even a house on the south side of my property.
Okay.
It's an empty lot. It's not an empty lot, it's a Petrongo's lot. They summer out there, and they don't even have a pool. So, and then other issues is there was a concern about permeable surface. I'm actually removing some concrete so that I actually have more. I think, Roger, you had mentioned that. I actually have more permeable surface than I had before the construction project.
Where is the concrete you're going to be removing?
There's under the first deck on the north side of the property, there's approximately 16 by 7 feet of concrete that I'm taking out. I'm going to put marble stone in there for drainage. Any other questions? And I looked along a lot of the properties along other areas of the waterway, and there's, you know, a lot of other properties, their second floor decks come way out past where I'm even proposing. So I don't really see why it would be an issue.
Your existing situation is that you have just one small deck on the second floor?
There's actually three decks on the second floor. One back by the pool, which would be the south side of the property.
All the way back.
And then there's two decks of the patio doors that step out into two separate decks. The second floor, I should mention, those two decks will be connected, which is...
Okay, so your intent is to basically replicate the first floor deck.
Exactly.
The second floor.
Exactly.
So what is the size of that deck going to be now?
It's probably going to be 10 feet deep-ish. I'd have to do the calculations. And then it would be the entire length of the existing deck, which would probably be about 42 feet in length.
But your intent to not do fiberglass?
The first level would be, there would be a pluvial mechanism to handle any drainage, but the first floor deck would be permeable. There'd be spaces
first
between
trim. Would be decking material. The second floor would be fiberglass?
It would be fiberglass.
That affects?
Yeah, that affects lot coverage.
Yeah, with coverage.
Pardon me?
That affects lot coverage. You're building a roof over your deck.
Okay.
You don't get the credit for the open gaps in the first floor deck.
I can leave it open. I can put tracks with spaces between the boards.
On the second floor deck?
Yeah, I could do that.
Does he have a coverage problem? I think he does.
Landscape coverage?
Yeah. Okay.
So we have two issues at hand. I think you can clarify it with the architect and engineer, where you're allowed X amount of percentage for lot coverage.
Okay.
And of that lot coverage, you have to have a landscape coverage of 25%.
Okay.
So I think my comment in my report was, we need...
I'm at 25% now. I would be even more than that. I would have, improved permeable surface.
Again, it's not impermeable surface versus landscape coverage. Of your impermeable surface, 25% has to be landscaped.
Okay, well, the landscaping that would be under the decks that I would use for storage would be stone, like crushed stone. Would that not be landscaping?
No.
Okay.
Vegetative surface, shrubs, grass.
Okay.
Do we have a calculation on... do we have to get more calculations?
I'd say if he's adding 30 inches outward, I think.
Well, that would be where you'd be picking up
right.
Coverage. I'm adding 30 inches of land times
126
feet.
He's also connecting two decks going all the way along, so
right.
There's about 400 feet of decking in there. 10 feet by 42 is 420 feet.
Understood.
So I'm adding 30 inches deep by approximately 116 feet long of additional land.
My suggestion would be if the board feels comfortable granting this approval tonight, that a condition should be they have to meet the landscape coverage as it can't be any worse than what it is today. So if you have to mitigate a small area, remove concrete, put grass down or shrubs,
I could do
raising
that.
Your property, I think that should be a...
There's several areas I could work with.
Right.
Is that acceptable to you, Mr. Sabatini?
Yeah, that's fine. There's an area I could work with and add grass.
Okay.
And one further comment is, since you're raising your property, we would like to see a grading plan to make sure that the runoff does not...
In the building plans that I had submitted, everything is graded. It's not in the variance plans, but in my submittal for building plans, the architect, Highland Group, has it graded.
Is the grading plan in these plans that you submitted?
Not in the variance package.
Well, then you're going to have to submit a grading plan to our engineer.
Pardon me?
You're going to have to submit that grading plan to our engineer.
I can do that.
John Halberner did it?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure he did it right, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, they did work on that already, so I could submit that.
That's it. Do you want to put your report into the record?
I'll just briefly touch on it.
Okay. At this time, we're going to have Roger put his report into the record, which you've already seen.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
We're going to have Mr. McLaren to put his report into the record.
Okay.
Which you have already seen.
Okay. May I sit?
Yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members. The report is based on the application of Luigi or Louis Sabatini, 10 North Dudley Avenue, Block 113, Lot 5, 6 and C variances, located in the R1 Single Family Zoning District. It is complete, not incomplete. You can see the materials reviewed on the bottom of page 1, continued on page 2, or the plans reviewed, done by Mr. John Halberner of Highland Design Group and AI Architectural. And as Dr. Sabatini gave testimony to, he's seeking relief for second floor and first floor decks to encroach into the side yard where decks are not permitted. The house sits back, so the decks that are there now are not technically in the side yard. And also, most homes that are waterfront, this would be the rear yard facing the water. So he's seeking relief from this board to extend the first floor deck about a foot and a half further out. And likewise with the second floor deck to connect the two. I think the proposal gives a lot of symmetry. I think it's going to look sharp from the water. And according to the map, the plans, the separation from bulkhead to bulkhead across the hallway, or across the hallway, across the waterway, is 271 feet. So I don't see any issue with the decks being too close to that. And all other nonconformities are not being expanded. I do agree with raising the property to provide, to rid of nuisance flooding, provided that the grading plan is adequate. And again, I'm confident that John Halberner has provided a substantially beneficial grading plan. And I really have no further comment on that. Other than the landscape coverage, if it's 20% today, it has to be 20% tomorrow, likewise. And just confirm that with your architect. No further comment.
Okay. And this report is now made part of the record. Do you accept that report, Mr. Sabatini?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, board members, do you have any questions of the applicant or our professionals?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Luke, Doc, there's no roof going over that second floor deck?
I mean, I don't need to put a roof there. I can leave it open.
Okay. That's what
I don't have a problem
like
with that.
To see you. Umbrellas are fine, just when you put a structure out, neighbors tend to get
worked
up about it. So I agree with Roger. I think the aesthetics of this deck, I mean, you live on the water, you want to be outside. You've got Dudley Avenue to the east or north side and the vacant lot to that side. I don't think anybody's views are being impinged here. The fact that you're able to get 30 inches from DEP to move that bulkhead out, I'm stunned.
Yeah.
I have an amazing grant.
That's
my grant specifies that the only thing I'm not allowed to do is to allow pork products to go into the water.
Gotcha.
That's how old it is.
I mean, bulkhead moving out just doesn't happen in this state.
I know.
Elevating the ground is exactly what they're doing on across the other side of the bridge. Big old yellow house was there. I can't remember the name, woman's name who owned it. They tore it down. They're elevating that whole lot. I think you're going to be hugely satisfied when you do that.
Thank you.
With the back of the yard. So I don't have any qualms about this. I think this is a good use. Keep the landscaping where it's at. I think it adds to that aesthetic view of that side of the home.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to open it to the public. Is there anyone in the public wishes to make comment on this application? Again, any comment on this application? Hearing none or seeing no request, the public portion is now closed. Mr. Sabatini, do you have any last remarks that you'd like to do? Are you complete?
No, thank you for your time. I know everybody works really hard at this. Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Board members, any questions of our professionals? Otherwise, Leo,
yep.
You're up.
And Roger, no issue with that second floor deck being fiberglass as long as they maintain the...
No, it's going to be open.
It's going to be open. Both decks, okay.
Yeah, both decks will be open.
Okay. All right, so it's a 2C variances for the first and second floor decks. They're setback requirements. 5 feet's required, and they're proposing 3.92 feet on that water side for both the first floor deck, the second floor deck. The conditions, both of the decks will be open decks. The landscape coverage cannot be less than what it currently is. So, as Roger said, if there's 20% there now, it'll be 20% or more.
And they have to submit it.
And they'll submit a grading plan.
That and the grading plan to Roger.
To be approved to Mr. Carnan's discretion.
I do have one just addendum on that. He's still well under on the lot coverage. Instead of requiring him to leave that second floor deck open, if he meets a lot coverage, just confirm that with the architect.
Right. So
you still may meet your lot coverage if you fiberglass the second floor deck.
Okay, that's what I was told by the architect and the engineer, but I can clarify that. How do I know that?
That? And during the compliance part, we can confirm that together.
Okay.
Make sure instead of saying you have to leave it open.
Right.
If you meet the requirements, you don't have to leave that open.
Okay.
You don't get credit for that first floor deck.
Okay.
Being open. If John has a question, he can call me.
Okay.
So with a fiberglass second floor deck, if you're still under or meet the lot coverage requirements.
If I could do that, it would allow functionality.
You could do it. Otherwise, you'll
I agree with that. And,
it's a better system if you can do it.
All right.
But you have to check your coverage.
I'll get right on that.
And then if you do it, you're fine.
We just don't want to tie into something where you already meet something without it. So.
Okay. Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Okay, and then just the other standard conditions, subject to any outside approvals, anything in Mr. Picarna's report, unless otherwise addressed, applicant will comply with any representations it made during the course of the hearing. I guess we're doing a formal landscaping waiver, too?
Yes.
Okay. So those are the variances, the conditions. We'll need a motion and a second.
May I have a motion and a second, please?
I'll make a motion.
Second. Make a second.
And we'll have a roll call vote with reasons being stated.
Commissioner Kriebel? I'm sorry, Commissioner Landgraf?
Either one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I support the application. I think the deck will add aesthetics to the water side, the waterway side of the structure. Limited impact to surrounding properties. And if we can stay under the lot coverage, I don't have a problem with being that creates that open space underneath it if it's raining. And grade it to the bay. That's it. I vote yes.
Commissioner Kriebel?
The reason they require as well as the attachments with the bulkhead being created and the additional land, that's not just going to protect you, but it's going to protect the surrounding area. And all the other things that's negotiated here, maintaining and improving landscaping and the other items mentioned, I think the agreement is great.
Tom Halpin?
It's an enhancement to the problem. I don't think there's anything detrimental to the privacy of any.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote yes. I think the property, the way the decks are configured with the water in front and the distance across the intercoastal, there's no input that would stop anything, any complaints or whatever. It's a good application. The details of coverages have been handled and so on, so we don't have to go to that. But I think just overall, these are good incremental changes to the property, which will make it a better property for the city in the long run. So I'm voting yes.
Roman Zabihutch?
I also vote in favor. The variances produce no negative impacts. If anything, the variances produce an aesthetic improvement to the site, to the neighborhood, so enthusiastic.
Lorraine Salata?
I vote in favor of it. I don't see any downside to this, and it certainly enhances the property. And it makes for a better outdoor living space. So,
Dan Smith III.
I also vote in favor. I don't see any impact on any of the neighbors. It's a great improvement to the existing property, and it'll be a real showcase.
We're complete, Jay.
Okay, you're passed. Doctor, you are complete. You are passed. You're approved. Thank you, and you have a lovely property, and I'm glad you're keeping it up and keeping it, restoring it to its grandeur. Take care. Okay. Next application is that of Christophoros Pylouris, I think it is, and Andrea Hatras. Is that?
Yes.
Okay. And Scott Abbott is, and Mr. Abbott is representing. So.
Mr. Chairman, I think the last two applications are related to use variance.
They are. This is a de-use variance in there.
Mr. Creeble and I will recuse ourselves.
Well, let the record reflect that both commissioners agree, Lance and Landgraf and Creeble are separating themselves from the board and are recusing themselves. And also, Dan Smith is doing the same thing.
Dan's on the 200. Dan's on the 200.
They are leaving the presence of the board and the building. So, with that, we'll continue the application. We have enough persons to vote, so we will go. And that's it.
I think you got it.
Do you want to do the preamble first or not?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Scott, what we're going to do is Roger's going to do a preamble first on his report, and then we'll swear everybody in.
You want the report first?
He's going to do it first.
Okay.
And then we'll swear everybody in, and
all right.
And you take it from there all the way.
Very good.
Okay. Roger?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members. The report is based on the application of Christophoros Pylouris and Andrea Hatras. How did I do? Pretty good? Okay, good.
It's better than me.
Well, 6717, 6719 Atlantic Avenue, Block 75, Lots 5 and 6. I had C and C variances, but all the C variances are actually pre-existing non-conforming, so it's not a C variance. Talking to Mr. Abbott, certificate of non-conformity was talked about being sought, but I believe that the D variance or the use variance will clear this whole application up based on the testimony provided tonight and also as indicated in my report. So it's deemed complete and materials reviewed on the bottom of page 1. Continued on page 2. And again, there are a lot of materials, and I think that's important that the application presents to you why all of this information is provided. Plans reviewed on page 2 as well. Basically, it's an interior renovation with some exterior work. No expansion of the setbacks or anything like that is being proposed. So the applicant is somewhat complex in that there are two distinct tax lots containing at one point in time two buildings that are attached. These buildings, known as lots 5 and 6, in turn are attached to the adjacent buildings, both to the left and to the right. Originally, each building had a ground floor commercial use with a residential apartment above, which is typical for this end of the block. The board may recall that two separate applications came in for renovation and replacement of existing structures two doors down. Lots 5 and 6 were separated by a firewall until at least the third floor was added, which spanned the width of both lots in 5 and 6. So basically you have one unit spanning two lots, and then another unit was added on spanning two lots. So this application is to clarify and remove the two lots and create one lot, as Mr. Davitt will testify. He's already communicated and received approval or a new lot number from the tax assessor to be lot 5.01. Construction codes and fire codes aside, the applicant is seeking a use variance to legalize what is present and to continue the uses which are not permitted within our single family zoning. It is apparent that residential and commercial uses for at least lot 5 are granted certificates of compliance. There does not seem to be much information directly related to lot 6. However, lots 5 and 6 may have been looked at as one. All existing non-conforming setbacks are as is, and as long as they are not being expanded or are pre-existing non-conforming. So again, they have a certificate of nonconformance for one residential unit and one commercial unit for Lot 5. Lot 6 is kind of hanging out there in the wind, as is the residential lot, or residential unit above on Lot 5. So I'm not going to go through everything in here. Landscape plan, they're seeking a waiver, there is no landscaping available to install. And the only comment that I have of substance is that any part of the building that's extending into the public right-of-way would need a encroachment license from the city. I don't see that being an issue since they are existing. And that and the lots are to be combined, consolidated, however you want to look at it. Other than that, I have no further comment. Mr. Abbott?
Mr. Abbott, you have everybody swear, we have to have everybody...
Want to swear in first? Let's swear in, these are the applicants.
We also have our architect here.
Okay.
Okay, why don't each, anyone who's going to testify, we'll get you all sworn in together, you can just go down the line, state your name, address, or business address, and I'll swear the three in.
If the architect could come up near the microphone, we'd appreciate it.
So, we'll start with the architect, I guess, doesn't matter.
All right, my name is James Diskrenek, registered architect.
Okay, James Diskrenek, and then...
Andrea Hutress, owner.
And then Chris?
And Chris Pilaras.
Okay, can each raise your right hand, each swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right, very good, all sworn.
Everybody sworn in?
Yes, now for the architect. Are you a licensed New Jersey architect?
I am a licensed architect, licensed New Jersey, yes.
Okay. And do I assume you're licensed in Pennsylvania as well?
Yes, I am licensed in those two states only.
He hasn't appeared before this board prior, but we can, since he's licensed, we can accept his credentials.
Thank you.
And with that...
Chris has appeared before you too. He had another project. Where's the other project?
Ventnor Avenue. 664 Ventnor Avenue, I did a deck like 2 years ago.
Right near the...
Second floor deck.
Of the, across from Walgreens. Across from Walgreens.
Yes.
He painted the building?
Yes, sir.
He did a nice job with that, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, he did a nice job with it.
Good app.
So we remember too. So, with that...
Okay, so let me give you an opening statement.
Please.
I'll walk you through...
Yes.
What it is we seek to do. And if you would, board members, I know it's a pretty thick packet. I gave you the deeds, I gave you... But the thing that you really should look at is the narrative that explains what it is we're asking for. And behind that narrative, there's also one page that outlines the various documents if you wish to look at them. This property consists of two properties. It's Lots 5 and 6. The buildings themselves are part of a string of buildings that were row, they're not condominium, they're all separate, fee simple title. These buildings were built prior to 1930. I think your property records show that. At one time, there was a total of five apartments plus ground floor commercial. In fact, as I can remember eating subs in there when I was a kid on the ground floor of one of those two units. Currently, there's a chiropractor in there, Bob Gibbs, who, by the way, is fantastic. He really helped me out my sciatica, but besides that. So then, Chris bought this last spring. And at that time, the city issued him a certificate of land use. I think there must have been some foul up here. They only gave him for Lot 5, but it's two separate properties, two separate tax bills, separate water, sewer, all that. Anyhow, this isn't a situation where he's gotten caught doing something wrong. He's fully permitted. Building department gave him his, all of his permits for all the work he's done in there. Fully renovated these buildings. We have the architect here who did the architectural plans, primarily to answer any of your questions. And we have Jimmy and his wife, they've been married for about 20 years. They bought this. And here's the issue. Many years ago, Michael Sherman, some of you probably knew him. I remember him. Mike bought the, he and I grew up together. He bought this in the mid-'80s. Some of those deeds I've given you show that. Nick DeFeo owned one unit, he bought another one at a share sale. Somewhere in the late '80s or early '90s, Mike took out what were, not bearing walls, but party walls between the two units and created what's there today.
At one time, as I say, there was a total of 5 apartments. They were omitted, and ultimately, you went with 1 commercial level, second floor residential, third floor residential. Now, what Chris has done is he totally renovated it, but one of them has a brand new kitchen. There are photographs of some of the interior, which you'll see. Guy's done a beautiful job. The area that encroaches into the Atlantic Avenue right away, that's originally there were bay windows. They're still bay windows, and they've been there since the building was built. But there was some expansion, all new siding, all new, pretty much everything. When we looked at the property records and said, okay, what do we do to make sure we're fine? Number one, we want to consolidate it and make it one property. Going over this with the tax assessor, we want to make it 5.01. So the question is, well, like, what kind of, could we do it internally, administratively? I said, nah, let's go in front of the board, whatever they think, whatever you need. You'll see in the application, I've asked for a special question if you think it qualifies for a 70B, which maybe it does, or do you think it's a use variance, even though it's been that way for many, many years, or does it need a certificate of nonconformity? I think the best one, I kind of like Roger's report where he says, let's go with a use variance or a structure variance, because that's the cleanest. That's the cleanest way. We want to have it so it's one property, commercial first floor, residential second floor, separate unit, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, same on the third floor. That's what's there. It's been there for over 30 years. Only now it's much more renovated, beautiful. And with that, that's our case. I can have Chris explain to you if you want to go further. I have the architect to answer any questions. You have all the documentation there. Why don't we do this? Does anybody have any questions? Do you understand what it is we're asking?
I have one question. Okay, go ahead.
It was a multi-purpose. Is it still going to be multi-purpose?
Well,
commercial on the ground floor.
You'll have commercial on the ground floor.
Okay.
So we're not getting rid of the dock.
Register the park.
I think it's all registered.
It's not done.
Okay, well, he's been there for at least 30. There's been a doctor built there.
That's the previous owner.
Okay, so you need a good term.
Just in the spring. Right. All right. I got some application for it.
Okay.
Okay, no, he wants it. Well, he got it. We're trying to 100% of it. Whatever we have to do.
Scott, a question I have is was the second floor commercial also?
Because there was one time it was alternate.
Yeah.
Sometimes it would be commercial, sometimes
yeah, because
it would be residential.
I went to Justin Bean, the acupuncturist, and I think I remember he was on the second floor.
At one time, Mike Sherman even had the benches or something on the third floor,
right.
And then they do the second floor.
Right.
Not, wasn't permitted, well, you never got a use variance
I know.
To go to the second floor. It's an R7 zone.
But I seem to remember when the second floor was partially commercial for a period of time.
Michael did that.
Yeah. Okay.
And he lived there, too.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, he was living there for a while. He got divorced or separated or something.
Okay.
He moved in there and had his office upstairs. But we don't want commercial on the second floor. We want to.
I understand that.
Residential.
I understand that.
Yeah. How many bedrooms are in each apartment?
Three.
Okay.
Well, what is the apartment count now? How many?
Total 2.
2 apartments in the whole building.
2 apartments in the whole building.
How many bedrooms?
Stand up for a minute, and we'll answer them under it, okay?
3 bedroom seats, 2 bathroom seats.
3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms each.
Okay.
He didn't add those, they were there, but he had renovated
okay.
them completely.
Just put it on the record.
So there's no change in the parking demand?
No.
It's been that way for a long, long time.
Yeah. In other words, everything is pre-existing non-conforming, or whatever.
Except they're not merged as one, they are 2.
So what you need from the board is basically an approval for the merger.
Yes. Correct.
Yes. Okay.
And whatever else you think is appropriate.
Yeah.
You feel there's something else.
Well,
we want it to be 100%.
Okay.
It's in the municipal record. It's legit.
All right.
Jim, you go in there, look now, and say, where's their certificate of land use for 6? I think they missed it.
Okay. Pardon me 1 second. Roger, is there anything else we need to add to this application as far as approvals? Or Leo, do you have anything you wish that you think needed added to be added to for the proper approvals to adjudicate this case?
No, I tend to agree that probably the cleanest and easiest way to do it is to approach it as a use variance, commercial on the ground floor, one unit on the residential unit on the second floor, one residential unit on the third floor, as a condition, consolidate the two lots, and I guess, given if there's any encroachments, you might have to get the encroachment license or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, that even covers, you know, R7, you're allowed 2.5 stories, here we have 3, so it covers that too. It just covers everything.
Yeah, and any non-conforming setbacks, all that, we would say, nothing's changing, so I put a note in there, but I don't think we have to grant, like, C variances for that stuff, because it's not changing.
Structure variance.
Yeah.
The D structure, that's what.
Use, yeah.
It seems to fit there the best.
Now, Scott, why don't you address for the board the use variance and the criteria?
Well, if you determine that it's really a use variance, what we call a D variance, one of the factors is it's an enhancement in that now instead of having a hodgepodge, we'll have it straightened out that it is one property, commercial on the left, which has been there for many, many years.
Pardon me one second. I think the board has determined that the D variance is going to be.
You feel that way? Okay. All right. I wasn't really sure about
it. You were innovative that you want to do that.
Okay.
So to keep that clean and go, we're going to go with a path of a D variance.
If that's how you feel we should do it, we'll do it.
I think that's the best way to do it.
Maybe I'll have Jimmy help me out.
So you do what you need to do as far as charging the board with that.
It's not much I want to say.
I know that.
Mr. Chairman, you guys, you kind of know it.
I have to give you that opportunity.
What's that?
I have to give you that opportunity. I have to give you that opportunity.
I think that's a clue to say shut up and sit down. Is that possible?
No. I have to give you the opportunity.
I'm willing to do that.
And that's it.
I'm good then.
I don't have a problem with the application or the fact that if we decide to do the use variance, but I'm wondering as part of this application, as I'm looking at it, and by the way, it looks terrific. It was pretty beat up before, and you've done a nice job. But in the front there, it's kind of stark looking, and in as much as you can't really do landscaping, I think you have room to build some planters, like up against the building, and to put some foliage up. Great. I'm good.
On his other property, we did the same thing.
Okay.
In that.
I'm
so
good. I'm good.
We'll
to
put
go.
It.
Yeah.
The rain will go right in the center.
Yeah.
Or one on either side of the door, actually, would be nice.
In front of the window.
Yeah.
So.
Perfect.
Now we have to describe the planter, that's all. How big you want it and whatever. Or with that.
That's it.
That's it?
Public.
I think so.
Okay.
Well, public. Yep.
A couple questions real quick for Scott and the architect.
Yeah.
For the use variance, you know, you're not proposing something new. It's you're legalizing something that's there. It is promoting the zoning purposes of the city's master plan. It is promoting the general welfare of the public by maintaining commercial space and legalizing and providing, applying the safety codes and fire codes to what's there now that may have been not abided before. So your promotion is safety and free flow of traffic. You're also providing promotion of appropriate population densities and concentrations by, you know, reducing. At one point in time there were 5 units, now there's going to be 2. So I think that's in line with what the master plan is going for, and promotion of desirable visual environment. I believe that's already been achieved by the work that's been done by the applicant and his workers. So I just want to put on a record that, in my opinion, this use variance could be granted without any detriment to the master plan or zoning plan of the city of Ventnor.
Yeah, that's great, and I just want to stress, look, he did everything 100% above board. He came in, he got building permits, everything else. But then when we looked at it and said, well, wait a minute, it's actually 2 properties. That's he came to me and said, here we are.
So we're getting rid of the imaginary line down the middle. It's actually going to create one less line item for the tax assessor's office.
Exactly.
And collector.
And we're going to consolidate lots. Okay. You're complete then. I have to open up to the public, so does anyone in the public wish to make any comment on this application? Kind of sparse out there. Hearing none and seeing no request, the public portion of this application is now closed. Board members, it's your last chance. Is anything you would like to ask or say at this?
Pretty straightforward.
Okay. Leo, you're up.
No. Just the one, Scott, it's just the one commercial downstairs, just one commercial use, right?
One.
Okay. So in order to get this cleaned up, we're going to call it a D1 variance, so we do need 5 out of 7 affirmative votes, but what it is for is to legitimize what appears to be existing commercial on the first floor, second floor, one residential unit. The testimony was 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. Same on the third floor, a second residential unit, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. The conditions we'll note is that they'll apply for and get an encouragement license for anything within the city right away.
The city requires that, we'll do it.
Okay, if they require it. And they'll consolidate the lots. They'll provide some planners in the front of the building to be reviewed in Mr. McCarna's discretion. And then any other, the standard conditions, a landscaping waiver other than those planters, because there's nowhere to put them. And then just the standard other conditions, any representations made, anything else in Mr. McCarna's report, unless otherwise addressed, subject to any outside approvals, if any.
Okay.
All right. So.